Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, June 17th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up 4.5 cents, July beans up 13 cents, and July wheat up 5.5 cents. Currently, we have the crude oil up 92 a barrel, the dollar's down 25. Overnight, we had some sales to China, 524,000 metric tons. 395 of that was to unknown, 129 to China. The 395 was split between old crop and new crop, so a little bit of business there. That might have pushed us higher. The higher crude oil might have pushed us higher. As we talked about yesterday, it seemed awful odd to me that the funds were out here selling beans and corn just in the midst of 105 to 110 degree heat out in the West. Why would they bail out now? And I don't really have a good answer for that. On the other hand, when you look at the drought map, there's virtually no part of the country this week that's in trouble. Now, next week, I'm sure we're going to see some of it change a little bit. But maybe it's not as bad as we think because the temperatures are cool out here. But we will get the heat over the weekend for a couple of days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Phoenix could be 115 or higher. But then it looks to break. So are people looking at farther out forecasts now and seeing some rain out there? I don't know. Is it possible that the funds are spooked about what could happen with the British vote trying to leave the EU? The polls now show the group that wants to exit the EU leading. It's the first time they've been leading in the polls against the people that want to stay in the EU. So that may be throwing a bit of concern into the market out here. But we're on an 80-cent break, or we were last night, on an 80-cent break in the beans, a 20-cent break in the corn. Maybe that's an opportunity here. I kind of thought that the Chinese might step up and buy something. But, you know, I just don't think I'd really want to be short over the weekend with these forecasts out here. So as of we stand today, today's action from 7 o'clock last night to 7:45 this morning has us in an inside day on July beans. We'll see if that holds here, but it's really going to be about the forecast. If somebody puts some rain in next week, we're going to tank again. If it still looks hot and dry, we could have a strong day here before the weekend. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.